Locker room chats continue here on 103.9 KNZ for the MSU Sports Radio Network. I'm Printer Profit now alongside me here, head coach Brett Platter with the Jackson Heights Cobra Boys. We slither our way into week number 9 here of our coaches' shows. This Jackson Heights Locker Room Chat is provided by Community Healthcare System, Holton Family Health Center, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Rob Warham, Mitchell Nickel, and Casey Patterson, Farmers State Bank in Holton, and Ron Kirk's Body Shop. Coach, it's been a pair of games since the last time we talked. Kind of night and day, a loss against Pleasant Ridge, but then a big-time win over ACCHS, 77-51. Coach, what can you tell me about these last two games from your team?
Right. Well, last Friday compared to, you know, Tuesday of this week was a large variance in our level of performance. And I'll start with Pleasant Ridge on the past Friday. Credit to Pleasant Ridge. They came out motivated. They came out playing fast, and they came out with a solid game plan and were in attack mode from the start. They hit a lot of shots early, but some of those shots that they were hitting were, you know, some to do with our responsibility of not having good closeouts, not rotating very quick on defense and being out of position. But they were able to build a halftime lead on us, and we had to do some things in the second half as far as pressing up and taking some more gambles and chances on defense to try to close that gap. And you know, like I said, credit to Pleasant Ridge. They were able to execute. They were able to beat us in transition, and they were able to knock down and take those open shots when they were there. And that game kind of unraveled a little bit late and got away from us. But we were you know, cutting into the lead a little bit, and then they hit a fadeaway three-pointer that bounced off the back rim and then straight down that kind of took the wind out of our sails headed to the fourth. But we had a nice meeting after the game because I think, you know, us coaches and the players as a whole understood that the level of performance that we provided last Friday wasn't up to our standards, whether that be defensively or offensively. So we had a nice conversation about what we expect and what we need to have headed into the next week. And, you know, you transition that into Tuesday, and I thought we had a really good Monday practice. The ball movement on offense and our ability to trust our teammates and get the defense working side to side and moving was a lot better. And that's a reflection, of course, with us scoring 77 points. And then defensively, you know, there's still always a lot to be desired, and we pride ourselves and, you know, we take pride in the fact that we want to make things difficult for the opponent on defense. And while there's still to be some things to be desired there as far as, you know, closing off driving gaps or better closeouts or more consistent box outs on defense, I thought it was a step in the right direction for our guys, and hopefully we can continue with the short amount of time left, three guaranteed games and then the postseason, to blend that good offensive execution and that good movement and consistent shot making with a more attentive effort on defense and more consistent effort on defense and put those two together.
Well, you mentioned it, Coach. Three games remaining here of the regular season: McLouth, Marhill, Mount Academy, and Valley Falls. All three games here to finish out on the home court. So real quick, how great is it to kind of finish out the season stretch here at home and also try to propel yourselves in the postseason with a good finish here between these last three games?
Absolutely. It's been kind of a wild season as far as our schedule is concerned, and you look back at our schedule, and in the whole month of January we had one home game and we're pretty much on the bus and on the road for the entirety of the month. You flip that into now, like we said, the last five of six games being at home, and it's a good opportunity for us to get comfortable playing in front of the home fans, and I think our home fans and our student section do a good job of bringing our guys energy. So we want to make sure that, you know, we're doing the right things, like I talked about previously, of making sure that we blend the two sides of the ball together, making sure we're staying consistent as far as our preparation, both mentally and physically, and making sure that, you know, you always want to peak when it comes to the postseason time, and I think we're headed in the right direction as far as that's concerned. So that'll be the focus over these last three games here, and certainly want to take that into whatever opponent we face in substate. But I feel good, and I think the guys feel good playing at home, because you look back at our schedule and so far we only have one loss on our home floor this season, so there's a pretty big variance between our road play and our home play, and hopefully that home court advantage continues to take place here over these next three games.
And, of course, one of those home games coming up here on Friday against the McLouth Bulldogs, next Tuesday against the Marhill Mount Academy Ravens. What are some keys here to these Northeast Kansas League matchups to come out and get the victory?
Yeah, McLouth has definitely improved when you watch them on film over the course of the year. They're a pretty young group overall, but you can tell they work hard in practice, and their coach has got them headed in the right direction. And, you know, if you don't guard and you don't want to make that extra help or slide over that extra half step, they're going to beat you, whether that be straight line drives to the rim or consistent shot making from the outside. So we're going to have consistent communication on defense and make sure we're rotating quickly and challenging shots and using hopefully those tough and difficult shots if we can force them to swing us into transition, because I thought we played really well in transition last night, and we got some kids that can run the floor and get out in transition and can play at their best in that phase. So we'll hopefully take that into next week. Marhill, who's a really dangerous team and can really fill it up from the outside, so we'll see what happens, but I feel like our guys are ready for the challenge, and they're taking the right mindset heading into these last few games.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and thank you for joining us for week number 9 of our Locker Room Chats.
Thanks, Crennan.
That was head coach Brett Platter with the Jackson Heights Cobra boys. Upcoming for the Jackson Heights Cobras, McLouth here on Friday, next Tuesday against the Mar Hill Mount Academy Ravens.